So Astrid was kind of bossy growing up, but it sounds like she also had a pretty positive influence on your life.
Oh, I would say like later.
He needs later. To clarify. He yeah, needs to clarify.
No. Thank you, Mary. I appreciate that. Thank you. Justice for older sisters.
Welcome back to Meet Me by the Dumpster, a podcast about the messy middle by two colleagues turned friends. I'm Astrid.
I'm Mary. All right. Welcome back. We're excited to be here. So today's topic, we're going to be diving into relationships with our siblings. So thinking through and talking about the roles that our siblings play during different stages of our life, how these relationships kind of evolve over time as we get older, and how we may or may not keep each other close as siblings. So given the topic, we thought what better way to do that than to actually have a conversation with our siblings. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited today because we have John, Astrid's brother, here with us. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good. Happy that you're here.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and then later in the season, we're going to bring Katie, my sister, on to join us. So excited to dive into this. And yeah, super happy to have you. Welcome, John.
No, thank you. No, this is awesome. It's going to be great.
Yes. Lieutenant Adam here in the studio with us today.
Get it right.
Yes. Excited and also a little nervous. You know, we obviously, you know, on the podcast, we're talking about a lot of different topics. But yeah, this is our first family member that we've had on. So we'll see how it goes. And, you know, we talk so much about relationships with our partners, relationships with parents, with friends, but we don't talk as much about relationships with our siblings, which is interesting because that's one of the, I mean, hopefully, right, one of the longest relationships you have in your life. So, yeah, happy to be exploring this topic. And, John, very brave of you to come on.
John, would love for you to just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Astrid's younger brother, if you haven't got that already.
That's how John always introduces himself. Yeah.
To anyone he meets. Yeah. Okay, that's going to tell us something about you.
Right now, I live in San Diego. So I'm military. I've been in the Navy now for like 4 years. And I was in Japan for a couple years before then. Before that, like me and Astrid both grew up in Virginia. So I lived most of my life there. The last like 4 years, done like a lot of traveling and stuff, but it's been really cool kind of splitting my time. It's cool to have like a sister who lives in New York. I can say like, oh, I live in California, but I spend some time in New York City. It sounds just makes my life sound a lot more bougie than it actually is.
I think she's using you as well, being like, oh, yeah. I live in New York, but I spend some time in California.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like she says LA just to make it sound cooler.
Mutually beneficial.
Very cool. I do love having that West Coast connection.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay, cool. So starting with the basics. So Astrid and John, I know you guys, as you mentioned, you grew up in Northern Virginia. Tell us a little bit about that. What was that like?
Yeah. So I was actually born in D.C. Yeah, I feel like
Wow. Okay. I was born in D.C. Let me clarify.
I feel like it's, you know, when people love to be like, well, I'm from the city, you know, verse.
Sure. So I was when they really were born in New Jersey.
Okay. Similar.
Exactly. But I mean, our parents moved to Northern Virginia shortly after I was born. So we spent basically our entire childhood in the Northern Virginia area. I was born in 91 and John was born in 93. So we're 2.5 years apart or so.
It's kind of strange how you kind of 2.5 years when you're like 10 versus 12 means like a lot. And now it doesn't, when you're adults, it just ceases becoming, it's like you're just lumped together. It's kind of strange, like thinking about it.
Yeah, we really are. I mean, now we're.
Now it's like we're the same age, like essentially. But before it's like, oh, like she's 2 years and 3 grades ahead. That might as well be like. You know, that may as well have been like 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Right. Those age gaps are so meaningful maybe when you're younger. And I think that's something that's interesting about sibling relationships is, yeah, like if you're in a different grade or you're in a different like life stage when you're younger, what that means versus like now, if, you know, being 2 years apart, I don't feel like it's hard to even tell when you're in your 20s and 30s how old someone is.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's not as relevant.
Yeah. People say it's like some people, it's like they could be like 27. They could be like 35. It's like, does it really matter?
Right.
But mm-hmm. No, we grew up in Northern Virginia. I call it suburbia hell. just because
you guys have a different view of this.
Well, I jokingly call it that because it's just a ton of traffic. It's very, you know, when you think of like kind of like just desperate housewives, sort of suburbia, like kids going to soccer practice and, you know, moms freaking out over their kids' allergies and like things like that. I don't know. It's
to all our Northern Virginia lovers, we love Northern Virginia, you know.
Yeah, no, so it was
Astrid does. All right, cool. So Northern Virginia in the 90s. I also grew up in the 90s, was born in the 80s though, just want to put that out there. But 80, yeah,
89.
89, yes. Oh, now yeah. We're just all revealing our ages on the podcast today.
It doesn't mean anything, though. Remember.
But yeah, so John, you're the younger sibling. So I guess I'm curious, sort of, do you identify as a younger sibling? Do you feel like being a younger sibling has sort of influenced you or your personality?
You know, it's strange. I think in terms of my personality, I don't really think so. And, you know, I was thinking about this a lot the past couple of days. Me and Asher, we never went to the same school growing up, which is pretty abnormal, I think, for siblings, especially being only like 2 years apart, because I have a lot of friends. You know, we have actually a good amount of friends who Astrid was friends with, like the older sibling, but then the younger sibling I was friends with. I mean, I can think of like three or four families actually right off the bat who that was a situation. So when they went, them going to school, I never went through the process of like going to like middle school or high school and being like, oh, you're Astrid's brother. Oh, you're so-and-so's brother. And I think that actually can be really, really hard on a lot of people.
Like there's some kind of expectation like that because you're associated with this person or this sibling.
Exactly. And also, you know, we see it, I think, a lot in like, I'm sure like, you know, Nickelodeon shows and stuff where it's like the older sibling was always like super successful or super athletic or smart or something.
In the show.
I'm not, yeah.
Well, Astrid wasn't that at all. So I had nothing to worry about.
Like, and that was not our case.
Well, even if she was, I wouldn't know because we didn't go to the same high school.
So. Got it. So you weren't, there wasn't sort of like this competition or maybe even comparison happening.
No, not really. I mean, I'm trying to think, like, I feel like after like sixth grade, we didn't, like I was in sixth grade because when I was in sixth grade, you were in ninth grade. When you started high school, like I don't even recall like seeing that much of each other because we were both pretty busy doing our own thing. I think in terms of my personality, like not really, because I never, you know, most of my days were spent like at my own school with like my own friends, like outside of that. And also it's funny because the high school I went to was like, she went to high school that was kind of like one part of town. And then the high school that I went to like 3 years later was like on like the other part of town. So it literally felt like we were in like different places. I think like later in life, definitely like some of my choices were definitely influenced by like what Asher did in a positive way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I didn't expect to hear that. Mm-hmm. What about from your perspective, Astrid?
When I was thinking about this question, at first I was like, no, I don't know if I do identify that much as an older sister. And then John got into town last night. And I found myself thinking, I was like, oh, like, I hope you prepared for the podcast. I was like, John, you know, do you have your notes ready for tomorrow? Things like that. And then even this morning, we were getting ready to leave and it was early. And I was like, John, did you brush your teeth?
Interesting.
And I was like, oh, I am an older sister. Like, I really, and I think it's one of those things, right? When you're with family, you go back to those dynamics a little bit. And I think I really enjoy that role a little of, this is my younger brother. I have to sort of take care of him. And you now you're an adult, like, right? You don't need, you know, your older sister to be doing these things for you.
To be your second mother.
But I think I definitely. And I mean, John, you can, I'm curious, you know, your reaction to this. But I think that does happen when we're together where I think I enjoy falling back into that a little bit, but I think it can cause friction sometimes because we are adults now. Like, you don't need your older sister being like, okay, do you have all your things? Like, you know, you live on your own, like you've had your own career. But I think I do relish that role a little bit and sort of enjoy.
I feel like that's not just with me, though. I feel like that's just in general.
Oh. I was going to say, if you've been listening to our podcast and you listen to any of the episodes in season one, I feel like that came out for you, Astrid? Like this desire to be in control?
So Astrid's bossy is what we're saying, essentially. That's the conclusion we're drawing right now.
I mean, self-proclaimed. She was like, yeah, I know. I mean, I love
But I mean, and maybe, well, actually, because one note I did have, Mary, is I wanted to ask you, so you're the youngest.
I'm the youngest of five.
But I don't feel like our relationship is a, like, I'm the big sister and you're the, you know what I mean? I feel like we're pretty equal. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, but the dynamic is so different. I think, I mean, I'm older than you. So there's true. That. But then also, I think, you know, not having, I think the point you made about, you know, falling back into those family dynamics, because I feel that too. And we'll talk about this later when we bring my sister on and she'll be able to put me in the hot seat and roast me a little bit. But yeah, no, I think being the youngest sibling of five, I did kind of, when I'm around my family, I go back into the role and I think my older siblings, you know, tend to boss me around a little bit or kind of, you know, also kind of jab at me a little. Cause like they're a little bit in more, they have a little more power cause they're older. Mm-hmm. They've been around longer. Would you say that like being an older sibling has influenced like choices that you made in your life, Astrid?
So one thing is I'm not only the oldest sibling, but I'm the oldest of all of our cousins as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I'm like, not only, you know, I'm the oldest.
She's like, I'm the best.
Like I said, I feel like the more I talk, the more I am feeling very much like an older sister. Anyways, but sort of what you were saying, John, where, you know, we went to different schools, you were able to chart your own path. But similarly, there was no one ahead of me in the entire family. So it wasn't as though there was an older sibling or an older cousin. And it was like, oh, well, they did this. So maybe I should consider that or that sort of a path. And I think that did give me some freedom in a way where, like, oh, okay, there's no, you know, set, here's what you do. Like, I was sort of able to just, I was the pioneer of the family.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
Uh-huh.
You had no one to kind of, like, look to, which I think, like you said, can be very freeing, but also I would imagine a bit scary, too, because you're like, yeah, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is the right thing to do? I would love to like just like learn a little bit more about your guys' relationship growing up. I mean, it sounds like, you know, starting when John, when you were in middle school and like Astrid, you were in high school, you guys were in totally separate spaces, doing different mm-hmm. things, different schools. That is really interesting. Kind of like, what was it like?
Like before then? I remember us like playing together when we were like younger, like, you know, if I was like 5 and you were 7 or something.
Mm-hmm. We had a fun game where John was the dog and I would take him on walks.
This sounds a little weird.
This is like, all tracking.
It's very strange.
How did you feel about that game, John?
Well, looking back, it sounds very strange.
No, I think that's so normal. Like, kids loved it. Kids yeah. do like imaginative play stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But
it'll come out in a therapy session later in your sure, life. Yeah. Like, and then she made me.
Do you feel like you guys drifted apart as you got a little bit older and more into your teens?
I think we were kind of different people a little bit, like, especially when we became teenagers. It's kind of hard to describe, I guess. I mm-hmm. just kind of different, you know, MOs, I think, so to speak. I'm sure that's kind of common. I did notice, I remember thinking some, like, of our friends who were siblings, like I was saying earlier. Astrid had, you had friends, and then, like, I was friends with their younger sibling as well. So I do remember thinking, like, oh, they seem, you know, so-and-so seems a lot closer to their older sibling than like me and Asher do in like middle and high school. And again, they went to like either the same high school or same middle school, or like we're just in the same sphere, I think, more often. So maybe that had something to do with it. But I do remember thinking that. Asher also was very messy growing up. I will put that on the record. So
that wasn't a question. Yeah, I think one thing too that happened in our family that impacted that is, so our parents divorced when we were right around that time when I was in 6th or 7th grade.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, that, I mean, obviously throws like the whole family into sort of a different sphere. And I look back on that time, for me, 6th grade and post, and for you, I don't know, 4th grade.
That would have been 3rd or 4th grade. Yeah.
And I think we both retreated inward a little bit, and like, we never even really talked about the fact that I don't remember ever really talking about what was going on or like our feelings about it. So I think we both, and you got sort of more involved with the church. I had Girl Scouts. I was doing activities. So I think we both had very strong communities that supported us. But I think this thing had happened in our family, and because we were family, that made it, I think it was just hard.
I guess, yeah, we both went elsewhere, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, it's like the family's been a little damaged, and we need support in other places right now. But I don't think we relied on each other for that support at that point in our life. I think it was something that we both needed to retreat from. And so I think that did impact our relationship. And yeah, it wasn't antagonistic, but a little almost like roommates, right? Like, we lived in the same house, but, you know, we were going different places all the time. And we also didn't grow up, you know, I think some families grow up, blood is thicker than water. You know, this is, you were always going to have your brother. And I don't remember ever hearing things like that. Or it was sort of like the family is a place where actually, you know, things happen, right? And I think we saw that from a young age. And so I do think that impacted our relationship at that point.
It's kind of funny. We've both lived, you know, we've both kind of been like lived abroad, had, I would say, like different sort of jobs. And there's a lot of, I think, people we know who, and again, there's like, this is a pretty, I think, common thing where you don't, you tend to not go too far from like where you grow up necessarily. I think it's a lot more common than people think. People like want to be like near family. And that's, I think, a very, tends to be a common thing, but I guess growing up that wasn't, it's kind of weird to see that reflected in our adult lives now, where we're both, you know, and I think the entire family, my mom especially, she's been very like, she's like, oh yeah, go live there, go do this, go there. It's never been, oh no, you have to be close to family.
But yeah, I think we also grew up, I mean, our dad lived abroad when he was born. Neither of our parents are from Virginia. And so it was very much, yeah, it wasn't something that, yeah, it was like, oh, you have to stay in this area. It was almost the opposite was encouraged, I think, a little bit of like, go, leave, spread your wings.
Yeah, get out of here.
So. And I think I'll also add, you know, going back to that point where we both needed to retreat, and this is more in our 20s, but I think even into our 20s, I mean, we both have lived abroad. I think it was important for each of us to have some of that separation and become our own people a little bit, establish ourselves outside of that family unit. And I think, I'll speak for myself, I don't know if this is true for you, but looking back, that was a big part of my 20s is, okay, who am I outside of this family unit? And now that I feel a bit more confident in that, it's actually enabled me to come back to the family unit a little bit more because I do feel confident in who I am and the person I am outside of the family. And I think that's made it possible for us to become closer in that way.
Yeah, that's true. We've both spent like ample time kind of away on other continents, literally, like doing our own thing. It's a little bit like I was watching Legends of the Fall the other day with Brad Pitt.
Haven't seen it.
No, that's what he does. He leaves the family farm and goes and sails around the world. I guess it's kind of like that. So.
Lieutenant Adam, Astrid, and Brad Pitt.
It's so interesting. I mean, and I guess not so surprising that, you know, when your parents got divorced, you guys didn't really talk about it or process it. I think growing up that during that time, I feel like our families weren't so equipped with helping us, like, you know, process our feelings. Did you guys have a point when you like did talk about it, or have you talked about it as adults?
When we were growing up, I can't think of any other families we knew that were going through a divorce. I mean, now, you know, we're much older, so we definitely have more friends. But at the time, it felt as though this is something that our family's going through, that none of our friends are going through. And I think there was some shame around it. So I think we both had to, yeah, sort of come to terms with it ourselves. And then because of that, we've been able to, yeah, talk about it more.
I do remember this was, I was, I remember being freaked out about it, but I went to, at the time I was going to like a private school. It was very, it was a little kind of prim and proper, like private school, very like, you know, one of like the deans, it's an elementary school and they had like this dean, it's ridiculous. But she was like this very proper British woman and she scared all of us, like Miss Beckett. She was just like, you know, you went to her if you got in trouble. And it was like the, what's the one from Harry Potter? The Dolores Umbridge, like,
oh, yeah.
That's like the best comparison I can come up with. And I remember she would always ask me if I wanted to like come to her office and like talk about it. And I was like, oh my, like, no. And not because I was like, I didn't want to talk about it. I was like, I don't want to go to freaking Professor Umbridge's office and talk about it. And it was, I'm sure at that time they all like thought like, oh, like it's because he's upset. And I was like, no, I just didn't want to go to this like scary woman who was the dean who you normally went to when you get in trouble.
I think also as a kid, you almost don't have the language to describe it. So,
yeah,
it's like, I don't, you know, you sort of know something's happened. You feel that something's happened. But to put that into words is very different. But one thing that's actually interesting is, like I was saying, John, when you got more involved in the church. And so where we grew up, the house we grew up in was really close to this church. And
yeah.
John started going on his own.
Yeah.
And you would go to church, like not with the family, right? And you developed, a relationship with our neighbor, actually, who was the pastor at the church.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think that's actually really...
It's wholesome. I'm like, yeah, it was a little choir boy. It's
sort of beautiful in a way where, I don't know, you were this... And maybe I was like my older sister a little bit, but... I don't know, you were this little boy.
Little. I mean, it speaks to community, yeah.
No, but and does. You, I think you knew, like, you wanted some support, you wanted some community. And so you started going to this church just on your own. I remember there was a family there that would, like, I don't know, they would take you. I don't know, I feel like I'm making this sound like we were these orphans who were taken in. But it was just, I think it was just sort of sweet. And it was like, oh, you know, you sought that out. No, I don't feel like there's many elementary schoolers who are taking themselves to church. So it was cool that you did that.
An early sign of your independence. And it sounds like you guys were all like kind of really self-reliant and that's carried through into your adulthood.
Yeah, it's probably, I would say that's true. Yeah.
Obviously, as you get older, you get a lot more perspective. And I think that's sort of what's so interesting about sibling relationships is because you had a lot of these shared experiences when you were younger. And so as you get older, you're able to kind of like, you can process them with a sibling that you couldn't, no one else is going to like understand the intimate details of like what you went through or what it was like to grow up in Northern Virginia or what it was like to be the only family that was maybe going through a divorce that you knew about at the time. So I think that's, I think ideally you know, you are able to grow closer to your sibling as you get older. But I know that's not the case for a lot of people and they really drift apart. So curious for you two, sounds like you were really independent sort of in your teen years and then you both moved out of the US, but you know, how's your relationship been different as adults? And were there, it sounds like there was a pretty big shift when your parents went through a divorce, but have there been any shifts that you've noticed in this adult phase of your relationship?
I think the first time I remember actually noticing it was, of course, when I had just finished my freshman year of college and you were graduating and going to your graduation. And that was, I guess the night before I was just hanging out with all of you and your friends and like your friends, like siblings. And that was like the first time I actually felt like that age gap that, you know, when you're in high school and middle school and elementary school, that's like, you know, 2 or 3 years is like a big deal. But that was the first time I remember thinking, it felt like I was just hanging out with Astrid and her friends and like we were like equals, for lack of a better term. And I was like, also I just finished freshman year. I was like, oh, cool. Like I can like drink with my sister and her friends and like.
You can hang.
Yeah. I can hang.
I'm finally accepted by my older sister.
Well, I think we had like a shared life experience for like the first time kind of. It felt as if I wasn't tagging along with my older sister. It was like, oh, I'm like, we're just hanging out, you know.
We're friends, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. I'm sure she saw it differently, though. I'm probably there like, oh, I'm so cool. Like me hanging out with like I'm in college and drinking, hanging out with my sister and her friends. But
John's like, I don't know if I'd go as far to say friends, but
I'm not sure how you saw that. And like, was I probably still like your annoying freshman younger brother or something.
But I mean, I have to say, I think I was about to graduate. I was probably just like, I don't really remember that night. no, not in the, no, just in a, you know, I think there's so many things going on. I think for me, one of the biggest shifts was John came to visit me when I lived in China.
Yeah.
And it was one of the first times that we'd spent time together outside of the family dynamic, right? Neither of our parents were there. And, you know, traveling in Asia is, you know, it's a trip, right? Like, it's, you know, not easy. And I remember being really surprised at how great John was to travel with, like really calm, cool, collected. And yeah, it was just this shift in, I think, seeing you as more of your own person and less of, oh, my little brother who I need to take care of. But I don't know, there was one time we were lost or something. I was getting hungry. You know, I was at that point where you're like starting to lose it a little. Mm-hmm. And you, John, like you figured out like where we had to go. And I think it was also a shift, you know, usually as an older sibling, I feel like I'm the one who's like, here's where we're going to go. And, you know, I'd lived in Asia, so I was sort of the de facto leader. And having you step into that helped me relax a little. And I think it was a nice moment of, oh, like, I don't, you know, our relationship isn't always going to be, I'm the big sister who has to take care of you. And even more recently, I was thinking, you know, oh, what if like things really, like, I don't know, you know, you sort of go to like the disaster place, right? And I was like, oh, I could go stay with John in San Diego for a bit. And that was sort of a lovely moment of like, oh, I have that, right? But we also have a little bit of a funny story about.
Oh, the when we went to, yeah, that was, so this was January 2014. So I was sophomore in college, and she had been there for like 6 months at that point. Mm-hmm. So that was a really fun trip. So I flew into, she was living in Shanghai. So we flew into Shanghai, we went to Beijing, then we flew down to Vietnam, which was awesome for me because that was like legitimately my first time out of the country. And, you know, Ash was taking me around. And so this was in, so we got onto Vietnam. And this was at Ho Long Bay. It's like the famous like bay there with all like the rock formations. And we were staying at this this hostel, just run by these wild Australian dudes. So we take this boat tour led by this guy of Ho Long Bay. It's supposed to be like a 3-night trip. And mm-hmm. more or less like just kind of this party boat, essentially.
Yeah. And John and I are both just sort of wide-eyed as they're like, you know, people are going pretty crazy. And we're just sort of like having our, you know, one beer, like, okay, probably going to go to bed around 9:30, big day tomorrow.
Yeah. Like, oh, we're going to go kayaking tomorrow. And like, you know, we have like each our cabin on this boat, you know, this boat in the middle of Ho Long Bay in Vietnam, and everyone above us, we hear the music bumping until like 4 in the morning. Yeah. Like everyone else is up like all night. So
I'm just wondering what you guys expected. You're like in your 20, you're like, what, 20, and you're like in your mid 20s and you're going on a boat for 3 days? Like, I'm just like,
well, I think it's more like we just like, I mean, I like to have a good time, but not like, we're both a little bit more practical. Like, I was never that wild. Yeah, I do feel
like we are both sort of low key. Like, it's funny when we go out with our mom, like, our mom loves to have a good time. And I feel like John and I are usually like, okay, well, it's 9 o'clock. Like, let's get into bed. We're a lot of fun.
So I remember we go to bed, we still hear like the party going above us, above decks. And, you know, and I remember my last thought was thinking before I went to bed, there was like two like twin beds in this cabin. I was like, I should probably double check to make sure the door is locked. But I didn't. I did not double check to make sure the door was locked. And it was like, there was like these big boats, and they had like basically like lashed them together in the middle of the bay. So we're just this floating party in the middle of the Ho Long Bay in Vietnam. And so I wake up a couple hours later and I hear, like, think of literally the loudest snoring you've ever heard in your life. Like, think of that. And then think of something louder. It was like, it sounded like a grizzly bear in the bed, the other bed. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's not Astrid. And so I look over and this dude is like passed out, like lying on the far end of her bed. And I was like, what? I'm like groggy. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I go over and I was like, I was still confused. I like try to shake him. This guy's like not getting up. And Astrid, like at this point, rolls over. She's like, yeah, I can't wake him up. I don't know how we got in here. So this dude had stumbled in our cabin, I guess thinking it was his, and just like passed out. Like, I mean, literally this dude is full on passed out. Like he's snoring. And we were like, what do we do? Like what? And I was like, well, I guess we just go back to bed and he'll wake up in the morning. That was the solution. I was like, I don't know what to do at this point. And I have I took a picture of it. I have like a selfie of it. Like we both look, you know, I'm like dead exhausted. I still have that photo somewhere. I should find it, but I don't know.
Remember that. I think you got him out. I think you did like shake him away.
Yes. A couple minutes later, he was still snoring super loudly. And at this point I'm kind of pissed. I'm like, okay, like, no, like this is stupid. And I'm shaking him until he gets up. And this poor dude is like, he gets up. He's like, oh, like what's happening? And I was like, oh, sorry, man. I think you got the wrong cabin. and he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, and he like just gets up and like stumbles out of the room. This poor guy, like his hair is sticking up. His like shirt was on backwards.
This poor guy. I mean,
oh yeah, fair.
So that was our first travel experience together. Just
that was interesting.
I mean, that's hilarious, and also just it's fun to have those experiences. And sort of what you said, Astrid. I mean, I think it is valuable to like have an experience with your sibling that is not like connected to the family unit, and like to be like, let's form our own relationship that's like separate from like, you know, when we're with our parents or when we're like in the family unit. And so that's really cool that you guys are able to do that.
Earlier, I think a little bit, I said, you know, in terms of my personality, I never really identified as being like the younger sibling. So I don't think that's affected my personality, but in terms of like my life choices, which I guess maybe can play into your personality, but you know, seeing, I think the choices that Astrid made, especially like after college, like going abroad, I was pretty, before that trip, I wouldn't say I was a homebody, but, you know, traveling, that sort of thing, I never really thought about it. But then after that experience, I was like, this is awesome. Like, I want to go. And, you know, the next semester I studied abroad, I was in South America. And, you know, at least, especially in my adult life, it was a goal to eventually go abroad. And that's, you know, what partly motivated me to like join the Navy and eventually live in Japan and, you know, travel and do that sort of thing. So I think seeing Astrid do it like the first time was, you definitely drove me to want to do something similar.
So Astrid was kind of bossy growing up, but it sounds like she also had a pretty positive influence on your life.
Oh, I would say like later.
He needs later, to clarify. Yeah, he needs to clarify.
No. Thank you, Mary. I appreciate that. Thank you. Justice for older sisters.
So obviously relationships are sort of constantly evolving. I think also, you know, particularly as you go through like different life milestones. And so I'm curious sort of, you know, Astrid, I guess to you first, like, how do you see your relationship with your brother John changing or evolving in the future? Is there anything also that you would like to change about your relationship with John?
Ooh, we always get into the hard-hitting questions. No, I mean, I think as we've touched on, I do feel like we are closer now than we have been in a long time. And so that's something that, yeah, is really important to me and something that I do want to continue, yeah, just developing that relationship. I think, you know, we can go a pretty long time without talking. And I would love if we, yeah, even talk more. You know, we live on opposite sides of the country, so we don't get to see each other all that often. But we also have been making more of an effort. I mean, you know, John's in New York right now. I went to San Diego and saw him. And so I think that's important and something I want to continue to prioritize. As for how our relationship could shift in the future, this is still pretty far off, but, you know, you hear a lot about when siblings deal with aging parents. And again, that's not something we're dealing with right now, but probably will be something that we do eventually deal with. And I could see that also shifting our relationship. And I think for some siblings, it can drive them apart, right? I think it can be a really stressful experience. You're potentially making decisions for your parents, or, you know, it's just not an easy time. So I could see that being a stressor. One thing I also think about, you know, obviously there's a gender dynamic. I'm a woman, John's a man. And, you know, especially with caretaking, it can often be on the woman's shoulders. And so that is something, like I said, not something that we're dealing with now, but I do wonder what that will look like.
Yeah, I think we're definitely closer than we have been. And
is there anything that you want to change about your relationship with Astra, John?
Not that I can really think of. I think it's, yeah, we could probably talk more.
I think it's good that we don't feel like there's so much to work on. Maybe we'll put some calendar holds on. I'll put some calendar holds on for John. Call Astra. Oh, yeah. Mary, I know we're going to dive more into your sibling relationships when Katie comes on, but I am interested if any parts of our conversation resonated or if it felt really different than your experience.
Yeah, well, first off, I appreciate you guys being super open. I think it's so interesting just to hear from both sides of it. I guess I can't necessarily relate to your experience of sort of not identifying as the younger sibling because I'm the youngest of five. And so it was sort of a core part of who I was growing up and also how my siblings treated me. Because I think maybe because you guys are only two, it's a little bit different. But when you're the youngest of five, there's so many people that have come before you. And so I had, you know, my first mom, my second mom, my third mom, you know, and my brother, you know, to bully me. So I had a lot of a lot of people involved. And I think also too, though, I definitely, you know, I think it made me have even a little bit more empathy for you, Astrid, because, you know, being the first in your family, but being the first of your cousins to sort of, I don't know, chart a path and almost that there's some pressure in that of, you know, not knowing exactly what to do and having people look up to you. Whereas for me, I could see what everyone had done, the things that I liked, the things that I didn't like, that I was like, I'm not going to repeat that. But yeah, I was able to sort of learn from the mistakes of my siblings and family members. And so I guess it gave me empathy for you. Yeah, I'm excited and nervous to bring my sister on because I know she's going to have a lot to say. And, but I think, even just listening to you guys, it definitely makes me feel appreciative of my sibling relationships and I have varying closeness with all of my different siblings, but mm-hmm. I think it is more rare to be an adult and have a close relationship with your sibling, particularly if you live in a different place or a different time zone. I think it's harder. You have to be really intentional about making that relationship a priority. Well, this was a super fun and interesting conversation. John, thank you so much for coming on the show. We loved having you. And it was just, yeah, it was really fun to get to know you a little bit more. And also, I think, you know, learn more about Astrid and so many of the things that I think have come up in this podcast and the conversations. You can find those through lines back to childhood, you know, which makes sense. And you can be like, oh, that's why they're like that. And so I feel like I've gotten even, you know, more context on Astrid as a person.
Yes, this was a great topic. And like I said, I was a little nervous, but yes. And John, very brave of you to come on, our first family member. So thank you. And as always, we'd love to hear from you all. So get in touch with us on Instagram at dumpsterpod. And we're curious to know, how have your relationships with your siblings, if you have them, evolved? And if you don't have siblings, we'd also be interested to hear your thoughts on being an only child and if that experience or your thoughts on what that's been like have evolved at different points in your life. So yeah, please let us know what you think.
I'm Mary.
I'm Astra.
And this was Meet Me by the Dumpster.